only AI song I like. This the only AI song I like right here, man. I've been stuck on this song for mad long. It's just too short. They gotta make a longer version of this. But I've been stuck on this song for mad long, son. Why don't want me to play it? Come on. Fucking monkey. What's poppin', Getz? What's poppin', Smith West? What's going on? Blue Sky's mom, what's going on? J Monster Beats, Gustas, Tata, what's going on? Nadia, Nadia. Yeah, I got some stuff to show y'all today, man. Y'all, listen, I'ma talk this shit over here. I don't even care about this channel. I'ma talk that talk. But this is the only AI song I like. Oh, that's why, because it's inappropriate.
Man, fuck all you hoes.
Gotta make that song longer. I like that. All right, so I'm gonna show y'all this, man. Y'all eating that fake ass food out there? Watch this. Watch this. Oh, let me show y'all this. This is what I be talking about with these whack ass rappers, man. Look at this dumb ass shit, man. Look at this. Look at this dumb ass shit, bro. I just don't understand how we keep giving these people our money and attention.
And you said you don't be doing meet and greets.
No.
Why you don't do meet and greets? People want to take pictures with you. Did you see how they be taking pictures with Chris Brown, like hugging them and all that?
I don't want nobody touching me. I don't want nobody touching me.
She told me she don't want nobody. I'm a
jerk before. I hate shaking hands. I don't want you, like, I don't know what you, I don't like touching people. Your hair might stink. You might be musty. Like, it had been times I didn't try to be nice and touch people, and then it always be something. Either you hella sweaty, you put your arm on me, you get deodorant all on my shirt, you just, like, leaving smells on me. No.
So, no meet and greet?
No. No. Okay. Don't touch me.
Okay.
I already been there, done that. I tried to be nice. It had been too many situations. I just, like, never again.
When I read that, I was like, bro, hopefully she kept it.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
And it'd be too much, because, you know, like, it's going to be hella people that come see me.
Yeah.
I can't sit there for hours at a time.
You could cap it off. You could be like, all right, we're going to do, like, 20 people. And you said you don't be doing meet and greets.
No.
Why you don't do meet and greets? People want to.
Unbelievable, son. Unbelievable, son. If somebody tell me that, I'm never supporting them again. But that's how them rappers think. Strip the ego and bring something else in there. You know what I'm saying? Look at this, though, y'all. Watch this. Y'all eating that fake ass food? Watch this. Let me show y'all this. I got to control or delete this motherfucker because I don't know what's going on. This shit is acting retarded, bro. CPU is going crazy. Everything. Free training, no? That's why I don't like using this. I don't like using this. What's going on? Computer bugging out? Computer wilding, huh? Damn. Acting like a girl on period. Ain't trying to give me none, man. What's up with this damn thing? I might have to end this live and come back because I don't know what's going on. This joint acting stupid. This joint acting stupid, man. I got time. look at this, y'all. This is crazy. They got us eating plastic food, son. Shit, y'all be done watch the video before this motherfucker load.
There you go. So you think this is olive oil, right? Wrong. Well, maybe some of it is, but this is actually a classic example of food fraud.
The extra virgin olive oils are being switched out with cheap ones.
And fraudulent to sell something labeled as something else.
Why is this fish being mislabeled?
Your Parmesan cheese products do not contain any Parmesan cheese.
As there was no one brand that stood out as completely safe.
Wow, so we can't eat anything.
I guarantee you, anytime a product can be passed off as something more expensive, it will be. It's that simple.
Counterfeits, dilution, substitution, and mislabeling. Food fraud not only harms consumers' wallets, it puts their health and safety at risk.
We might not know the overall impact of food fraud because so much of what fraudsters do is hidden from us and has been for centuries.
Some estimates say food fraud affects at least 1% of the global food industry, at a cost as high as $40 billion a year, according to the Food and Drug Administration.
Grocery Manufacturers of America estimated that 10% of the commercially available food in the United States is adulterated. That's 1 in 10. It means if you're not on that 8-item or less checkout line, you've got something in your cart when you leave the supermarket that's probably bogus.
Here's how and why fake food sits secretly in our kitchen cabinets. According to the FDA, food fraud is considered economically motivated adulteration, or EMA.
It's a monetary impact to the consumer and to the food manufacturers, but it's also a potential public safety, public health impact. It robs us of nutrients and can kill people and has done.
Larry Olmsted researched food fraud for years and published his book, Real Food, Fake Food, in 2016.
As I worked on this book, my definition of fake food became anytime what you buy is not what you think you're buying. Doesn't really matter whether it's legal or illegal. It's where you're being tricked. You're buying something that's not what you think it is.
The worst offenders.
We talk about cooking for ourselves, then even the stuff in the damn supermarket is full of shit. You know what I'm saying? Even the stuff in the supermarket is bullshit. So what the hell do you eat? Malia, what's popping? Yeah, y'all saw that post I put on the community tab? They talking about food shortages and shit. Like, I don't know how. But then I know how because you got people like Bill Gates killing the damn cows. I did a live yesterday, and I was talking about, we was making jokes about how they gonna, like, start charging us for air. We was making jokes about that shit, but real talk, in the next 5 years, they gonna start charging us for carbon emissions. Like, it's gonna be some real carbon trackers where motherfuckers start farting and shit. You're gonna get a fine, son. You know what I'm saying? It sound crazy, but I can't even lie. I could see that shit. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see them charging us to breathe and shit. It's to the point where now I'm not even surprised about none of this shit. Like, you go to the fast food restaurant, McDonald's giving you a bunch of garbage. All right, I'm gonna cook for myself. Then the supermarket is selling you bioengineered food. So, like, how you even winning? And then you got to reduce your diet to pesticide-sprayed vegetables and fruits. They got the fruits is fake. Them shits is hybrid fruits, no seeds in them. Shit is filled with chemicals. Bill Gates got his hands on the apples. Like, the water is tainted, like, they fucking with the fish now. Like, what the hell are we supposed to eat, son? This shit aggravate the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Isaiah Johnson said for passing gas. This is what I'm saying. Like, that carbon's emission shit, because they want to bring in carbon trackers. So apparently that's what this whole climate change shit is about. Oh, you know, we gotta track the carbon. The animals is giving off too much carbon. So now you're gonna charge us for air. You know what I'm saying? This shit is bogus to me, man.
Whoever can include seafood, meat, yeah, dairy, honey, alcohol, spices.
The fraud happens more with more expensive foods. Totally makes sense, right? There's a higher margin.
Take your extra virgin olive oil as an example. Fraud usually occurs here when a cheaper oil is added to the more expensive oil, and the label still reads 100% extra virgin olive oil.
Bogus.
That's food fraud.
You eat.
Olive oil has been adulterated for thousands of years because it is of high value and it is sought out.
They might flavor it with beta carotene and maybe color it with a little chlorophyll to make it a little more green. And so then you've got a lower quality, cheaper oil.
So both of these...
I'm disappointed because that's all I use is olive oil. I don't use no damn Crisco or Wesson and all of that shit. I use olive oil, extra virgin if I can. So you mean to tell me y'all niggas is telling me it's olive oil whole time? It's some other shit. Like, what the fuck? They said the alcohol too. Yeah, I use extra virgin olive oil every day. Yeah, but look, no, they said it's not real. No, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Isaiah Johnson said, this shit is crazy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The fruits and vegetables they sell at Walmart are fake. Yo, Getz, the cheese is fake. The meat is fake. The water is fake. Yo, did y'all see that video? My computer's acting retarded. But y'all seen that video about the guy had bought a pack of waters from Walmart. Y'all could look this up. He bought a pack of water from Walmart, and he put it in the freezer. When he put it in the freezer, it was like majority of them froze, but like maybe five of them shits didn't freeze. That's crazy to me. Then they had some ice cream. I don't know the name of the ice cream. I played it on my Patreon. The name of the ice cream is some drumstick shit, and that didn't melt. The motherfucker left it out for 24 hours, and it didn't melt, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is they doing? But we eating this fake-ass shit. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean? This is why I was saying the other day, we can't live to 900, 700 years old because they putting this crap in us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then we wonder why. Where's all the giants? Didn't we used to have giants back in the day? Yeah, because they tampering with the food. You think that these people in power want 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot people walking around here that could squash their whole building just by stepping on it? They can crush their whole regime just by stepping on the building? Hell no, they got to make these people weak and defeated and depressed. You know what I'm saying? You go and cook a thing of chicken, man. You don't even know what kind of crap they putting in there to alter your hormones, your thinking, your body, your everything, son. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Isaiah Johnson. I appreciate you, my guy. He said for exposing the truth. I'ma just start coming over here and just telling y'all the real shit, man. Cause I gotta figure out ways to navigate through this weird ass internet shit, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I told y'all when I talked about that alien shit and that Iowa shit, it was over from there. They was like, we can't trust them. If I was talking about rappers and all of that hip hop shit, it was good. But once I talked about that alien eyewash shit, they was like, we can't trust him. Get him off of here. Let's turn off his notifications. The truth can't get out there. You know what I'm saying?
Olive oils I got That's at crazy. The grocery store. And both of them are the store brand. But one cost way more than the other. Mm. This one had a label of 100% Mediterranean blend of extra virgin olive oil. So the olives were sourced from a bunch of different European countries, and it said it was packed in Italy, and there was no expiration date. And when I purchased this one was a 100% California extra virgin olive oil. First pressed, cold pressed, unfiltered, no artificial colors, preservatives, or flavors. And this one had an expiration date. It said that these olives were harvested in October, November 2022, and that it would be good on your shelf until August 2024.
Hey.
And it was much more expensive. It's roughly twice as much as this olive oil. And this one had way more...
If you on the East Coast, like the company Poland Spring, right? If you look on the back of the bottle, that shit is manufactured in Connecticut, son. So the whole time they telling us the spring water is coming from a freaking mountain. That shit is coming from Connecticut, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit is coming from Connecticut. Yo, Justice says, what's popping? Thank you for the donation earlier, by the way. I appreciate you, ma. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. Low Key T, what's popping? Yo, where you been at, Low Key? He said, the food turning ninjas into Eddie Winslow. The food turning niggas into Eddie Winslow is crazy. Yo, that's a good point. The food turning niggas into Eddie Winslow. Yo, man. Yo, Low Key... Bullets Gotti, I wanted us to do a Bullets Gotti, what's popping, man? I wanted us to do a do like a podcast type of joint, man. Cause man, us three together, man, we be some funny motherfuckers, man. I don't know about the rest of these people, but that my nigga Low Key is funny. I just checked my water bottle. Wow, yeah, that shit made in Connecticut, son. Yo, Low Key, man, hope you good, man. Salute to you, bruh. Thank you for tapping in. The food is messing with them testosterone. That's what I think too. But I'm mad about this olive oil shit because I use that. You know what I'm saying? To cook. I don't use the other brands and stuff like that. But I mean, shit, that shit fake.
Information about where this olive oil came from.
It come from China.
Now let's look at the spice market as another one that's vulnerable to fraud. Think of an expensive spice like saffron. This tiny amount cost me $20 at the store. Saffron can be bulked up with some other material like plant stems and sold as the same, according to the FDA.
Popular spices like basil and chili powder from a range of different brands.
Anything that's kind of colored orange, brown, and ground up can be passed off as turmeric.
It's the ultimate bait and switch.
Wow.
And then there's fish. The FDA says seafood fraud can occur when a less expensive species of fish is substituted for a more expensive species. After all, it's kind of hard to know what fish you're buying, right?
If you're an experienced chef or fishmonger, you can look at like a red snapper fillet and tell whether it's red snapper, but 99% of consumers can't. You know, most of the fish we eat is white fish. Every fillet looks pretty much the same, which is why there's so much substitution. The FDA is mandated by law to inspect 2% of the imported seafood, which is, I think, a very, very low bar.
In fact, the U.S. imports as much as 85% of its fish.
But federal fisheries enforcement is serious business. Agents from NOAA and U.S. Customs tear open a container filled with frozen fish from Thailand. They're looking for fraud.
First, it's important to understand the matrix that food fraud lives in. There's intentional and unintentional types of food risk. Unintentional risks include food safety and quality, like accidental foodborne illnesses.
CDC estimates about 50 million people a year contract a foodborne illness.
Somebody said, I wonder what celebrities eat. They don't eat. They do drugs. They don't eat. You think celebrities eat, bro? They do drugs. You know what I'm saying? They do drugs. They drink liquor. They might have some bull crap every now and then. You know, they eat at five-star restaurants, or they may have a chef. But they don't eat the stuff we eat. They don't eat that. They don't eat McDonald's, man. I was told that years ago, son. They have like what they would call like, all right, so you, if you have a personal assistant, right? And depending on how big the artist is, like if it's a big artist, Like take a Drake, for example, right? They have nutritionists, like people that watch what they eat. they have to stay under a certain weight limit, and it's all kind of shit, son, because they're a brand. So if you sign to Def Jam, right? Let's just say you sign a record deal to Def Jam, and you come in there as a bony rapper. You're a brand, which means you cannot get fat. You have it's like if you get fat, right? The possibility of losing sponsorships, because now you might have certain clothing brands that may cater to a certain body frame. You can't do that if you gain weight. Now, I'm not saying they do that with all rappers, but depending on how big the artist is, a lot of them have dietitians and nutritionalists and shit, whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying? Like a Rod Wave won't have a nutritionist or a dietitian. You know what I'm saying? He's not up there. He's popular, but he's not on a higher scale. Like a Justin Bieber, he's going to have a dietitian. A Lady Gaga, they're going to have dietitians. Beyonce, dietitian. You know what I'm saying? These people watch your weight because you're a brand. You now belong to a corporation, so they can't afford you eating hamburgers every day. You know what I'm saying? The higher up on that shit you go, they make sure you fully controlled. You know what I'm saying? Which is why you see, like, Kanye now, he blowing up. He take his medicine, he blowing up. They have access to real food. Yeah, that's true, too. You know what I'm saying?
Only 20%, one in five of those can be identified. So there's, you know, 40 million people a year getting sick from something they ate that we don't know what it is. And a good guess would be that fraud has something to do with that.
Then there's intentional. That's where food fraud is alongside food defense. The difference is fraud is motivated by economic gain and defense is motivated by harm.
If you have a ton of coffee, and you can turn that into 1.2 tons by adding some cheap filler to it, you just increased your profits by 20%. And a lot of these products pass through a lot of hands. They go from small growers to big trucks to tankers to boats to processing plants. It's not necessarily like this big company that's selling you coffee that's ripping you off. It can happen in a lot of ways along the way.
Even the FDA says it can't estimate how often this fraud happens or its economic impact. Over the last 10 years, the most common fraud committed is lying about an animal's origin and dilution or substitution, both ranking at 16% of incidents recorded. Dilution and substitution are exactly what they sound like. Perhaps somewhere along the supply chain, the real expensive process of refining something like fresh olives is ignored. Maybe a little canola oil is added instead. Then there's the removal of value, when an ingredient or part of a food is intentionally left out, taken out, or substituted altogether. And that substitute can be a non-food substance. That's the 14% of the recorded food fraud incidents using non-food substances.
The pandemic has given us a chance to focus on supply chains and forced us to.
For example, during the pandemic, labeling fraud really spiked in 2021 to 21% of the types of fraud that were committed and recorded.
You know, if we knew all about it, why hasn't it been solved? The key was we weren't focusing on prevention. Food fraud prevention, if we do it right, is boring. We're the fire marshal checking exits and smoke alarms, not catching the bad guys.
The U.S. has laws in place to ensure food safety. That's part of what the FDA does today.
Basically, all food fraud, all product fraud is illegal under one law or another, somehow.
Before the FDA existed, manufacturers could add basically whatever they wanted into the food. Think of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. That book was published in 1906. That same year, food safety regulation began with the Meat Inspection Act and the Pure Food and Drugs Act, which outlawed adulterated and misbranded food items.
To protect consumers,
this ultimately led to the creation of the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration and the Fed.
Since then, laws have hit the books to further food safety protocols, like the Food Safety Modernization Act, signed into law in 2011.
And then horse meat hit.
The fraud was on a grand scale.
Horse meat was blended into beef in the UK, across Europe,
and sold to unsuspecting supermarkets for a period of 8 months in 2012. The scandal was exposed.
And that was a great wake-up call.
Some companies purposely mislead on labels.
Prosecuting the fraudsters committing the crime can be tricky. After all, they're purposely trying to avoid that detection. But criminals are caught. Like in 2016.
Product labeled Market Pantry 100% Parmesan contained cheaper Swiss and cheddar cheese and an organic filler called cellulose, which can be derived from wood pulp.
Castle Cheese was caught adding wood pulp and cheddar to its grated Parmesan that they sold as 100% Parmesan cheese.
The FDA does allow fillers like cellulose in cheese, but it can only make up 4% of the total ingredients.
The president of the company got a $5,000 fine, 200 hours of community service, and 3 years of probation.
For its part, the Food and Drug Administration says its job is to make sure food doesn't hurt you, not to police the labels.
Fraud is tough.
So look, they saying if we put a little sprinkle of wood chips in it, it won't hurt. It won't hurt. If we sprinkle a little wood chips in there, it won't hurt. Yeah, your intestines will be a little messed up for a while, but it won't hurt. We just gotta sprinkle a little rat poison in there just to stretch it out. Hey, what was that shit? What was that in there? What show was that? They was like sprinkled crack on them or something. That's what they doing, son. This is beyond insane, yo. The fact that they are like doing this, but what's blowing my mind about all of this is that the FDA can approve this as long as it's a certain percentage. So let's just say if Parmesan cheese, for example, right? If you're a Parmesan cheese lover and you gotta have Parmesan cheese on everything, like, do you know what that shit is doing to you? If it's got wood chips in it, like, what the hell? And the FDA gotta approve it. You know what I'm saying? They can approve it. I'm not gonna say they have to, but they can approve it. Yeah, Bill's Mafia said red food coloring is a bug. That's a fact. I forgot them bug's name, but you right, Bill's Mafia. That's a bug. BP, what's poppin'? Hey, have you seen the app Insect Food Scanner? It will let you know if bugs are in the ingredients label. Oh, no, I didn't see that. But I'ma show the information you sent me yesterday too. I'ma show that too after we talk about this fake ass Tupac nigga, man. My dreams are ruined, but it is what it is. I don't idol worship these celebrities no more.
For the consumer in terms of food, because crazy, it's difficult. They don't have a lab in their kitchen.
The Food Fraud Prevention Think Tank has a 5-question survey consumers can use when shopping for food. Okay. 1, what type of product is it?
Be aware of product that you put on you, in you, or plug in the wall.
2, look. Quality. Can you recognize the difference between the products? If you can't easily tell the difference, that makes you more vulnerable to fraud.
If I drink scotch, I couldn't tell you if it's a difference between a $50 bottle and a $5,000 bottle. So I know I could be deceived at that point.
3, supplier. Do you know the retailer or the supplier? And do you trust them?
So when you turn that box of cereal or bottle of juice over and read the back, there's a lot of information there that's required by law that's helpful to the consumer.
And then 4, are you buying this item online? The supply chain can be shrouded in more mystery when shopping online. So how did you find out about this website? Is it reputable?
But it depends on how you find that supplier.
And finally, 5, complain. Okay, it's not a question, but the Food Fraud Prevention Think Tank says if the retailer is legit, they will want to know.
I think manufacturers can be the victims as well.
The FDA also relies on consumers' reports.
In recent decades, fraudsters have gotten more sophisticated in the techniques they use to fake the food products. And
So technically, it's not, here's the thing, it's not the supermarket's fault. We can't blame the supermarket's fault. It's the companies that's manufacturing these foods. So like, take Campbell's Soup, for example, right? The company itself, Campbell's, the warehouse, the corporation, is just a big building. They ain't making soup in there, but they have a warehouse where they getting all of this stuff made. And it's probably overseas, and they're using like certain ingredients to put in there to make it, like, to cut back on products. They're not giving us real chicken. think I said this months ago, right? When you eat Chinese food, and I'm not trying to mess nobody's head up, right? But when you eat Chinese food, right? A plate of pepper steak is probably about $8. Let's just say randomly $8. A steak in the supermarket is like $12. So how are you making money? If that's real steak that you using in that pepper steak, how are you making money? If this plate of Chinese food is $8 and the real steak in the supermarket is $12, you just lost $4, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You just lost $4. So that's why I stopped eating that shit, son. I stopped eating. I was like, man, the math ain't mathing, son. How does that even make sense?
And that means that our detection methods and our test methods and standards have to be better at detecting fraud.
That's why the U.S. Pharmacopeial Convention provides a framework for organizations to detect its vulnerabilities.
Yeah. We have food fraud mitigation guidance, is a supply chain risk management tool to really take a look at which ones are the more risky products suspected to be adulterated.
Sometimes it feels like this is not that big of a deal, but the more fraudsters are able to achieve, the more we end up paying in the end as consumers.
Crazy.
These cases rarely result in criminal penalties. If you want to be like a drug dealer and import heroin and you get arrested on, you know, a large scale, you're going to go to jail. Mm. But if you can make $80 million importing adulterated honey and then you're going to get a slap on the wrist and some fines, why wouldn't you do food instead of drugs if there's no basically criminal downside to it? So as long as we don't take it seriously, why should the perpetrators take it seriously?
What we want is the food industry just to be focused on making food and not have to worry about looking over our shoulder, checking different suppliers. And that's going to impact more food being produced, better food, safer food, less expensive food. There's plenty of things for us to worry about in the world today.
Yo, hold on, y'all. I got to fuck my neighbor up real quick. Hold on. I'm back, y'all. Let's get to this Tupac shit right here. My apologies. Let's get to this Tupac shit. Tupac fucked the game up, man. He fucked the game up. I'm just disappointed with food, man. Like, Food Wars is... it's a bad vibe, man. Bad vibe. Let's get to this Tupac shit, though. Where is that? Okay, here you go. Here you go. It's not... oh, here you go. Right here. Right here. Let's get to it, y'all. Let's get to it. What's popping? Who that? X Foundation. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? This is a ghetto stream right here. The niggas downstairs building shit. Bob the Builder. It's after 5 o'clock. What are y'all building? Let's get it, y'all. Oh, not this one. Come on, what's going on with this shit? What is going on? Wrong shit. My apologies, y'all. This live is butchered. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, there we go. Just bear with me, y'all. This shit is raggedy today. I don't know what's going on with this computer, but it's giving me some issue. All
right, okay. So you think this is olive oil, right? Wrong. Well, maybe some of it is, but this is actually a classic example of food fraud.
The extra virgin olive oil.
This shit choppy. Okay, now let it load. Let's go here. There we go. Don't tell me. There we go. All right, let's watch this, y'all, real quick.
These people don't see it every day.
No, but what I would like to see is for children in our country to have a better future than what you guys have. And that's not going to happen when he's repressing his generation and his people by saying they have no hope.
What do you know about my people?
I know a lot about your people.
What do you know about my people? Give money to wipe the guilt away does not mean you know about the young black man.
What would you say is the answer to that? Violence?
No, it's making music is what I'm doing next.
Back in the early and late 90s, some rap groups were the most positive and militant, uplifting Arrested Development, with groups like Tribe Called Quest and KRS-One. Despite different approaches, they seemed to be working together to speak about the black experience and the melting pot. Although they themselves were industry plants, I believe more money could be made by planting other artists that influenced the youth to act against it all. After the manufactured rise of N.W.A., it became harder to find any thought-provoking music promoted on the same level. I'll say it'll take courage to go searching. When everyone is talking about violence and sex, it's tough to talk about more cerebral issues without being laughed at by your peers and being called soft. It's more difficult to try and make the masses buy it, says Common. There is an over-representation of the criminal aspects of black youth culture. So what happened? How did rap devolve from its glorious past to what some suggest is its least innovative period? We all know the likes of N.W.A. paved the way. A group that should have never been taken seriously, Beyond the Harmony, explores N.W.A.'s songs, suggesting it was parody rap.
But the impact of N.W.A. was so grand, and people didn't get it so bad, that Hollywood even made two spoof comedy films, one called CB4, and the other called Fear of a Black Hat, to kind of tell the audience gently, like, hey, it was a big joke.
And the craziest comedy can be dead serious, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Can you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying if you come see Fear of a Black Hat.
we take a look at NWA's body of work, half of them, at least 25 of them, are comedy, novelty, dance songs. Don't believe me? Let's take a look.
We've covered NWA in the Tricked Into Gangsta Rap documentary. So to hear the other side of it, I suggest you watch Beyond the Harmony. Was NWA a novelty comedy satire group? Instead, we will focus on the artist that most people overlook, one that most people think stood up for the black community, one that all celebrities avoid telling the truth about. Tupac, he was the CIA's most prized asset that destroyed the Stop the Violence movement. He delivered them countless black males for incarceration in the prison industrial complex. He even modeled for it for months to show that every real G needs to make sure they do time in prison.
The way they describe jail is like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't wait to get to jail. Straight up. I mean, I was scared and everything.
What, three hugs in the cot?
No question. It was just that's where you get the gang. That's where you got more soldiers at that build you.
Yo, a lot of these old niggas say that. They couldn't wait to get to jail. A lot of these old niggas, they say that. Yo, jail was something I couldn't wait to do. I don't understand how you couldn't wait to be around a bunch of men. Like, that's crazy to me. You should have just signed up to the military or the army, my nigga. What type of shit is that? You want to be around a bunch of men whacking off and fighting and stabbing each other, son? That didn't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I question niggas like that. You wanna go to jail? You wanna go to jail? Yeah, you different, son. You different, son. You different, son.
Let's go. But now that I'm here, this is not the spot.
He hugs in the cut, no question. It was just that's where you get the gang. That's where you got more soldiers at that build you. But now that I'm here, this is not.
For this, rap has had a contentious relationship with the legal system, and Tupac made it sound so grand.
Ain't a penitentiary built big enough for me. And who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Elementary wasn't meant for me. I'm headed for the penitentiary. Now picture me scared of a penitentiary. It ain't easy. Well, I see the penitentiary.
Tupac helped destroy conscious rap, pushing people away from critical and positive thinking to violent troublemakers. Now listeners of rap are likely to become threats to society. We can see the decline of intellectual rap as Tupac picked beef with almost everyone within that sector, starting with a tribe called Quest.
Well, man, you know what I'm saying? A person who's a good friend of mine in this whole thing. Really not friends, but I think I have a lot of respect for him. It's Tupac, you know what I'm saying?
We have a group like ourselves who are very positive, who are doing other things and negativity, you know, you need to praise it. Don't just put us in that category. That's one thing.
He was talking all this unity shit, but then when they go home,
they be popping.
Q-Tip, they made all these underground tapes dissing us.
Q-Tip?
Yes! Q-Tip.
Took me off
so then when niggas ride back, then they want to talk about the culture and be hip-hopish again. But that's not fair.
We have a group like ourselves who are very positive, who are doing other things and negativity, you know, you need to praise it. Don't just put us in that category.
Get ear hole so you can clean them shits out. It's seen that some don't understand what I'm talking about. How you get West Coast nigga from West Coast hater? I can never diss a whole coast. My time is too greater. Yeah, we from the east land of originators. We also from the west, the land of innovators. Only difference of the two is the salad and rap, plus the musical trap. This beast shit is so whack that y'all brothers know I ain't no West Coast disser. Another thing I'm not is a damn ass kisser. So listen to my words as I said things straight. I ain't got no beef, sir. Don't come in my face. You'll keep it moving.
When Q-Tip was on stage about to perform, or he was about to receive an award or something, I think Pac had already kind of like had his dude already like snatch up the sound, man. They threw their shit in, and on cue, he went up there and did Out on Bail with like 8-9 niggas. I just remember that someone came backstage, like somebody was crying. One of them niggas was crying. And it was like, yo, it's fucked up.
Fuck y'all, motherfucker.
In his Death Row East interview, he states he wants to overthrow Nas and other nonsense like it, so that a more destructive label can feed the public.
All these weak rappers, Nas, all these suckers, they battling over East and West like this is a game. Overthrow the government y'all got right now, which is Bad Boy and Nas and all that bullshit, and we will bring a new government here that will feed every person in New York.
Yo, that's crazy though, because now it makes sense. I always thought Tupac was a part of the CIA. I said that years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's no coincidence that this nigga was pushing this thug life shit, but he was not even like that. And it took me to get into my 30s to realize that this nigga was a fraud. You know what I'm saying? He was a fraud. But then we also got to think about it like this too, y'all. Like, a lot of these celebrities, right? It's a double-edged sword, because a lot of these celebrities, to the younger generation, they're leaders. So now you take away the leadership of these celebrities, and now the so-called black community don't have nobody to look towards. You know what I'm saying? It's the weirdest shit though. But that makes sense though. I ain't gonna front. He definitely is compromised, man.
In other words, a destructive ideology that would control society. Nas is said to be one of hip-hop's intellectual storytellers and conscious rappers, not known or taken as a hardcore artist. Tupac started a beef. It began in 1996 when Nas released a song titled The Message, a track in which Tupac believed he was dissed because Nas stated,
"Fake thug, no love, you get the slug, CB4 gusto, your luck hoe, I didn't know till I was drunk though."
This nigga Nas went back home and started talking that fake thug and dropping little jewels and his shit.
This little nigga named Nas thinks he live like me. He talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. I heard Nas got beef cause I'm dissing the club. Cool, come bring your ass nigga, you can get dick.
In the Vibe magazine of November 1996, there was an interview from Tupac which he stated, "I'm the new president for the next 4 years. Crucial conflict could go 5 times platinum, but no one will let them sign bills. They can't make any hip hop laws." Once again, crucial conflict, not so much of the gangsta image. As we stated, conscious rap hit its crossroads in 1996, at Tupac's peak at the time.
Crucial Conflict is from Nebraska. I think they from Omaha, Nebraska or something. They from somewhere over there. You know what I'm saying? But they came, I remember they came in the game with that song, Hey in the Middle of the Barn. But what Tupac was saying is they can't sign no bills, they can't create no laws. You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know Pac was a government plant any damn way. All that thug life shit he was talking, man. He broke the oath when he went against the media. That's what he did. When they set him up, he broke the oath. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
A whirlwind of changes was occurring amongst artists, record labels, and fans. As Jonell Gibson stated, rap began to make the transition from deeper conscious lyricism to a more gangsta-based sound. One of the groundbreaking developments of 1996 that impacted hip-hop was the Telecommunications Act. This law was meant to diversify ownership and competition among the radio broadcast market on the surface, but it actually caused the opposite to occur. Since there were no caps on ownership in markets, many of the diversified radio markets evolved into regional conglomerates, many owned by the same people. Due to this lack of diversity, owners were able to have more say in what was being played nationally. This caused a sharp decline in the politically driven conscious rap. Hence, the same 5 songs are being played repeatedly. Putting more radio stations in fewer hands has reduced listener choices.
Bullshit. 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 Fucking bullshit.
Corporations really began targeting hip-hop's underground economy in the hopes of reaping massive profits. Corporations like Sony, Time Warner, had small labels of hip-hop under their control and used their power to push others out of business. This gave machines like Interscope greater control and pushed their industry plants with destructive messages as the priority, eventually killing off the intellectual and conscious rap.
It occurred to me, so now
course, in 1996 the Fugees were getting heavy MTV play. The score debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200. You could say it showed that conscious-themed rap could still sell commercially, and that people still wanted to hear insightful, thought-provoking music. In comes Tupac, attacking the conscious.
Yeah. Heard the Fugees was trying to do me. Look, bitch, I cut your face. This ain't no movie. Then we watched some.
That don't sound like a diss to me.
I cut your ass. This ain't a movie. That sounds like a diss.
Yeah. Although both the group and the artist were industry plants from the start, I'm simply showing what direction they wanted the community to go in. He then goes on to mention others.
I was a fan of KRS-One,
right, LL,
all them niggas where I came. That's why even if they came out dissing me, I could destroy them. I mastered their styles. They could keep writing new shit, but I mastered their styles like the Five Deadly Venoms.
He will destroy KRS-One, LL, and Rakim. All conscious rappers. Tupac given the spotlight at this period in the 90s, kids of that generation followed his words, his actions, the result is it increased aggressive thoughts and feelings towards the conscious. Think of everyone being mad at C. Dolores Tucker again.
Yo, and think about how they finessed us. They finessed us, right? Tupac, within himself, finessed the whole world. The whole rap community to hate that older black woman because he was calling women bitches and hoes in his rap and made the whole world not like that lady, son. That's how much influence he had, but she literally is speaking about what we talk about today. Y'all rappers is talking about negativity. You're using profanity. You're tearing up the community with this music. Yo, when you look back at this shit, son, it's weird. It's like, bro, we been manipulated, son. That shit is crazy. That's crazy.
Excuse me, how could I ever see my pain in a way?
De La Soul, one of the most peaceful groups of their time, Tupac attacked them on record.
Daylight, got a problem with this hard shit. Ever since me, myself, and I, y'all been garbage. You know, I'ma keep it real, show you how it feels to ride. Y'all went 3G for that ride.
We see Tupac helping replace and dumb down society, along with Luke's hypersexualized content and Tupac's so-called gangsta image. Once a positive artist claimed to want to unify, but instead bolstered a coastal beef with a bunch of black artists.
My lyrics running all you cowards out of hip-hop. When we ride!
Every black record label out there, we outsold them in 1 year. Every black record label out there, we outsold them in 1 year.
Fuck all you niggas! Hey, LL! Keep a little homie!
Hey, yo, that was pause worthy. He said, I'll rock your mother and bells. Hey, yo. I'm no longer a Pac fan, son. I'm no longer a Pac fan, son. Pac was a ballerina before he was a gangster. Yo, did you just see that video of him with the curly top? I never saw that before. I never saw that before. I feel deceived, my nigga. I feel deceived. Why? How do we fall for this? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jungle J said, what did De La Soul did to Pac? I don't know. This nigga was on a rampage, apparently. He was a CIA plant. Anything positive that was coming out with a positive message, he was just dissing them. The Fugees, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, KRS-One, Rakim, Nas. Anybody with conscious rap, he was dissing them. Because he wanted us to be on this thug life shit. He wanted to destroy the community. He wanted women to be hoes and prostitutes and niggas to go to jail and be like thugs. That's what he was sent here for. He was a CIA plant. He was a government plant, son. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense now. The mass incarceration rate is through the roof. And it had to do, like the guy said, it had to do with Bill Clinton. I spoke about this in one of my videos. Like, you got people like Kamala Harris. If you go and watch the video I did about hip hop culture, or about drill rap and all of that shit. You have people like Kamala Harris and Bill Clinton, right? They pushed the bill for niggas to get locked up for nickel bags of weed. The incarceration rate went through the roof. It went through the roof during the mid-90s. You had Giuliani out there with this bullshit, locking people up. People was going to jail for small pieces of crack cocaine for long periods of time. You got caught with a little rock, it was over for you. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm talking about. Everything is designed that way. People pick these people. Now, why did they get rid of Tupac? Because he broke the code. He wasn't supposed to do that. He was supposed to follow directions and do what they told him to do. When he broke the rules, that was it. He had to get up out of here. You can't tell our secrets. We can't trust you no more. You know what I'm saying?
Chanel says she loves Tupac but hates him. Do you really want a thug or do you want love?
All of this is setting society to head in a direction that isn't in the best interest of young men of color from the inner city. There is an overrepresentation of the criminal aspects of black youth culture. Politically aware artists were pushed aside by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, then Tupac and Thug Life was firmly set. Tupac's false meaning of Thug Life was only a cover for what was really taking place. Remember, his Thug Life code was even aimed at the conscious person. Number 11 states to control the hood and make it safe for squares. What is a square in this context?
Call my car square, all right.
Generally used in describing a person whose goal in life is to have 3 squares a day, a roof over his head, a respectable job and kids, Tupac explained his real meaning of thug here.
My definition of a thug, nigga.
Before I go broke, I'll be a drug dealer. I guess Luna be the one to hit a drop off and let the next nigga get it.
My definition of a thug, nigga.
I keep my hand on my cat and stay cool, my attitude shit.
My definition of a thug, nigga.
Another Thug Life code says, rats are now like a disease, sooner or later we all get it, and they should too. This implies that he wants the drug dealers and other criminals to continue to destroy their community. If anyone tries to clean it up, you should kill them. Number 10 is repeated, snitches are out of here. Number 25, he states, be a real roughneck, be down with the code of thug life. Roughneck. Other labels planted ideas and artists that replicated the formula. Meet MC Light. She was also playing a part as her writers wrote the image they wanted to popularize. This caused other young females to want it, and also caused some young men to be that roughneck to be accepted by those same females. Keep in mind, during this period in 1993, MC Light was dating Todd One, someone far from being a roughneck.
I love my roughneck and ain't nothing going down.
They planned out the agenda to destroy the black community years in advance, not just economically, but also in every social context.
Even white kids now, I don't know. They all have guns, and like they think it's cool. Like they come out in my gym, they're like they're all showing me like different guns, like they're bigger blades. They're like, oh, this is cool. Look at the blade I got. Look at the gun. I'm gonna go after school, I'm gonna go rob this kid. Like, it's fun. And they see it in the videos, because in all the videos, they're always carrying guns. You see them shooting people down, smoking weed, drinking beer in the videos. And they're making them think like it's cool, and like that it's good. And that's what, and then the kids take that up, and then they're all doing it in my school.
If you really look at this situation, it is not I who's being pimped.
Justice said some real shit. That's why so many black women are fucked with who they end up with. Shaking my head. Yo, because look, it's like this. This is real talk. You said some real shit. It's like if you know the influence a person has, this is why I was like saying earlier, like if they get rid of these rappers, right? And the urban community doesn't have anybody to look up to, they can enforce whatever thoughts they want on the people. just by having a spokesperson to say something. Yo, this shit is so crazy, man. I'm not gonna lie. Like, as I'm watching this, I already knew. Like, I knew Tupac was a sellout. Like, we should already know that. But the fact is, like, it affected it, cause it didn't. It's like subliminally, like right then and there. Probably, I'm gonna speak for myself. But when I was younger, I didn't want to go out and commit no crimes and stuff like that, right? But like subliminally down the line, it was like certain things throughout my life that I did was I had to blame the music. Like, I wasn't like, yo, I'm gonna live my life like Tupac, or I'm gonna live my life like DMX, or I'm gonna live my life like this person. It wasn't like that, but subliminally I did certain things that I heard in their music. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get mad at people like this witch down here, Sexy Red, right? But there wasn't really much female rappers that had positive messages back then either. You know what I'm saying? There really wasn't many. Like, you know, you had Trina, you had Kaya, you had Little Kim, Foxy Brown. Who else? I mean, you want to go with Queen Latifah? Queen Latifah was positive. She wasn't really, I would say she wasn't really negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, her raps wasn't really negative. She was more on the MC level. You had Queen Pen also, Lauryn Hill. But it seemed like the female rappers that were negative, that promoted sex, they made it, they were like promoted more. They will promote it more to the general public. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. She said, even when I knew it wasn't right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the music is like, and some people don't think that music is influential. Like it doesn't have any power over your life. But subconsciously, because if you listening to a song, you just listening to it for the beat or the lyrics or the hook, whatever you may find that draws you in. But like subconsciously, they're saying things in the song. And if you don't catch what they're saying, if the lyrics are going over your head, this is why I think about it like this. And I learned this a long time ago. When you hear a song, right? What's the main thing that people always say they like? Yo, I like the hook. The hook is catchy and the beat is slapping. But you can't quote one line from that song that you like, yo, you heard that bar? People that spit bars, they don't get heard. It's always the people with the stupid message that get pushed to the top. Forget about the hook. You can't even understand what half of these people saying nowadays. It's just like, but they got a catchy hook and a fire beat. And that's the point. That's the point that they want. It's like, you know, I was just saying the other day, and I was listening to Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt album, right? When that album came out, I was probably like, I want to say like 9 or 10 years old, somewhere around there, maybe younger. But I couldn't understand Jay-Z. I never understood his lyrics. I didn't understand why people thought he was the greatest rapper alive. I didn't understand that because I was like, I couldn't gravitate towards what he was saying. Now that I'm 37 years old, going on 38, I listened to the lyrics that he was saying in that album, and I'm like, yo, this nigga was demonic back then. Like, back then he was talking that demonic shit. So you could imagine the influence and the things that he had put out there, the message that he was spewing out there for people that couldn't grasp it. You know what I'm saying? It was just going over people's head. Yeah, Ciara said the hooks, right? The hook, Ty 105 said the beat. The hooks and the beat is the cadence, the flow. You don't really hear what these people are saying, but it's so crazy because, like, music is, and when people say music is the devil's tool, that's true, because music is so powerful. It transforms a person's behavior. It transforms their way of thinking, the way they act. You can go and put on a song and go out and commit a crime just off of the type of song you listening to, yo. Like, If you go into a, listen, this, let me show, I'm going to give y'all a prime example. If you go into, let's say, and I'm just speaking hypothetical, if you go into a club or a lounge and the DJ puts on a gospel record, nobody's going to move, nobody's going to dance, nothing. They're going to look at the DJ like, yo, what the hell are you playing? This ain't the scenery for that. But then if you put on some turn up music, it's like, now they ready. You get what I'm saying? But it's all music though. So it shouldn't really, it shouldn't really make a difference. That's the crazy part about it. That's just, I don't know, man. I don't know ways around it, but music, I feel like music is always gonna be here. And it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. You know, you got these artists tapping into different genres now, but it's still the same shit.
When you look at them white kids, it's the white folks getting pimps. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm making their future. I'm writing down their curriculum. Right now, what I write in my album today, when it comes out in 2 months, that's what white kids is doing. So who really is getting pimped?
See?
What I'm writing in my raps is what them white kids is going to be saying to their mamas and daddies when they come home. Who?
See what I'm saying? But the white kids from them areas, they don't know what they saying. They don't know what they talking about. They calling their moms bees, bitches and hoes and all of this shit. They don't know what they talking about. They just hear it in the rap song.
Who is getting pimped?
By acknowledging he's programming white kids, he understands the level of programming being implemented in the black community. This alone indicates he's purposely destroying the community. So who got pimped? We now know that the East and West Coast beef between Tupac and Biggie was fake.
This is so minor. This is not about me and Biggie. Everybody keep talking about it. Do you hear me fucking talking about this? This is a major plan, a major strategy. That was the impetus or the starter or the generator that kicked it off. They happen to be the regime before me. Just like now I'm in power, everybody that love Biggie, they all like, I can't wait for Biggie to come back or somebody like that or Nas. That's why they root for them. They rooting for they people. And when I was gone, that's why all my niggas was like, can't wait for them to come. It brings money. It's economics. You know what I mean? I study this shit. Yeah, I'm bringing money to New York.
We have Tupac admitting it's all for record sales. He started beef with a bunch of conscious New York rappers, made people buy into it, and divided the community to fill their pockets.
So who really is getting pimped?
Along with attacking other conscious artists, we have Tupac verbally attacking P. Diddy. Bad Boy Records in the 90s pretty much controlled mainstream hip-hop. Not seen as much of a gangsta label, but instead, a sound that reintroduced rap to its origins in R&B, dancing, flashy, and having fun. In comes Tupac.
Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. We Bad Boy killin'.
To this day, most have some type of hatred for Diddy. The truth is they both fooled the public, but one plan they set out was to destroy the awake side of the mind and reduce it down to an aggressive, angry nature. This would later help countless males to be delivered to the prison system, in which they invest in.
This is a major plan, a major strategy. That was the impetus or the starter or the generator that kicked it off. It brings money, it's economics, you know what I mean? I study this shit. Yeah, I'm bringing money to New York.
It goes without saying that rap in 1996 is known for a number of things, but conscious rap is often overlooked. As of today, conscious rap is almost abandoned. So if you've ever wondered how we get here with today's drill music, one reason is Tupac and other artists, and the Jewish music execs that fund it all. They're hired military rappers, they're Masonic rappers, nepotism, hired ghostwriters, they're in-house producers who stole from the up-and-coming.
Yo, that's a fact. That's a fact. I'm glad this person said that. Them producers was doing the same thing. They was taking people beats, like shipping. If you sent your beat into a producer, they would take it. This shit happened to me, y'all. This shit happened to me. A producer by the name of LT Hutton right? He was a producer for Death Row. I don't know how he caught wind of my beat, but he took my beat. He took the whole cadence for that Ashanti and Rick Ross song, I Got It. Listen, I promise you this. And what's so bad about it is, I was at that time, I was sending my beats everywhere. I was emailing my beats to everybody. When I hear the beat, I check the song. Someone tell me, yo, check the song. And I'm like, yo, I heard that before. I heard that sound before. I heard that before. And I went back in my archives to see if I could find it. And I found the shit. So you know what I did, right? I get the typing. Yo, listen, that's my beat. This, that, and the third. Don't you know back then they blocked me? They blocked me back then. I didn't know the business, though. I was furious. But that shit happened, bro. So I believe that these producers steal, too. They steal lyrics and everything.
Tupac presented himself as just a rapper from the projects, but the names he chose told us something was being hidden. The word thug represents cheating, swindling, deceiving, criminal concealing. Machiavellian represents cunning, scheming, and unscrupulous. Tupac was nothing more than a stochastic terrorist.
I always wanted to make a book out of my life, like a fairy tale. Here we go.
Bruh, I don't know, yo. The music business is crazy, man. Yeah, Amaro said, I heard a buddy, Hutton. Yeah, man, he's a slime bag in the industry, man. His reputation is dirt in the industry. You know what I'm saying? His reputation is dirt, but I didn't know who he was. I was just sending beats. Hear my stuff to this day, but I don't even say nothing. Volume said. See, the thing is with that, if somebody steals your work, and I was told this, if somebody steals your work, it's pointless to even mention it. Unless the song makes millions of dollars, then you can go back and be like, yo, I'm coming for my bread. Like, but if the song just is if it's no point, you know what I'm saying? You ain't making no money off of it, then there's no point in even reporting that shit, son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Ty 105 said Pop was an industry plant. Right, that's what I'm saying. See, the CIA created a lot of these rappers. Not just Tupac, but a lot of them. Even the new ones. You get what I'm saying? There's a few new rappers out there that are also on the same type of time. Like, think about it, right? This whole drug and lean Percocet culture, a lot of these rappers are pushing this Percocet lean shit because pharmaceutical companies need to make money off of it. If enough people are not dealing with bronchitis or what do you get lean for? Bronchitis or pain meds or whatever the case may be, you know, keeping you doped up and sedated, they won't make no money. They got to keep you down to the floor. They won't make no money, man. It's the craziest shit, man. The craziest shit, though. Salute y'all, man. What's going on? I don't care. My shit is my shit, Jesse said, yeah. You know what it is? It's like everything, even now to incarceration, when a lot of people are being incarcerated through them, it's because of the music. And we all know that the prison system is in cahoots with the music industry. I think who said that? I think was that Chamillionaire that said that? I think it was Chamillionaire. I don't know if my computer is gonna act up. Chamillionaire. Let me see. Chamillionaire. I think he said it. Prison. System. Some rapper, if y'all could tell me what rapper said that. I think it was Chamillionaire that talked about the prison system. Let me see if I could find it. I really truly think it was Chamillionaire. Crazy Bone said that. No, but I'm saying it was somebody that really, that really broke that shit down, man. I really feel like it was Chameleon there, but maybe they took that shit down. And he was like, yo, the it was an old interview. And he was like, yeah, you know, the prison system is connected to the music business. Someone from Bone Thug said that. Nah, I don't think. I really remember Chameleon there doing the interview. This was like 2007. I remember that. Crazy Bone has an interview saying it. Well, yeah, we could use Crazy Bone then. We could use Crazy Bone, but the fact that it's all, you know, it's to, you know what I'm saying, it's to make people go out there and, you know, basically get incarcerated, son. Pop worked with a psychologist named Dr. Silbert, head of the Delancey Street Project. Oh, I didn't know that. Lacey Lavender was popping. Humble 9300. So take accountability. Don't be no punk. Stand up and be a man and handle whether you sober or drunk. Yeah, man. The powers that be give us our heroes and villains. They build them up and tear them down. I really believe that too, because you know what's so weird about the music business? It don't matter how high up there you get. They all meet the harsh. They all come back down. Like, it's no coincidence that every rapper or hip hop mogul, as they call it, that was a billionaire, mysteriously they just are not billionaires no more. Something happens, and don't think that Dr. Dre is not going to meet his turn. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. If we're going to say Jay-Z and Beyonce, both of them combined are billionaires. Jay-Z is not a billionaire himself, but both of them combined are billionaires. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just find that to be crazy. Yeah, the breakdown is so clear, period. I used to F with Pac, but now I see the bigger picture. The breakdown is so clear, period. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it got to be something, like, you know, and I don't know, man. I don't know. BP, if you still in the building, look what they doing, y'all. Apple want to, I'm going to show y'all this, because he told me this. He sent me a Cash App, and he told me to check this out. This is crazy, y'all. This is crazy. I'm telling y'all, the world that we living in. This ain't it. So what they want to do is, let me see if I could type it in. Apple, hold up. Apple Vision. I think it's Apple Vision Scan. Vision Data Scan. Okay, Vision Pro app. No, where was that at, man? Damn. No, of course they're not going to talk about it. Optic iris scan. Damn, yo. Is this it? I don't know if this is it. Canvas and unveiling spatial breakthrough. It's something that, so Apple got some new type of technology where they want to scan your eyeball. They want to scan your eyeball for data. They want to take your data, man. BP, yeah, you hear, man? Yo, what's the name of that shit, man, you was telling me? What's the name of that shit, man? Yeah, I typed in Apple Vision, but this shit coming up, man. There's some other shit coming up. This is app. They talking about Apple Vision Pro, not that. Damn, BP, what the hell was the name of that shit, bro? You sent me that yesterday. And Justice says, thank you again for the Cash App, mama. I appreciate you. Thank you again. She sent me something for my turkey sandwich. I can't remember what it was, man. To control the youth, the music, and their image. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Everything is influenced, though. But it's just kind of weird, like, how, you know, we've all been, like, subliminally, subconsciously, we've been trained to do some other shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't find it, son. Apple eye tracking. Okay, thank you, sir. Apple eye tracking. Yeah, this is what I want to look up because this is crazy. How does Apple eye tracking work? Look, what? Look at this. This shit then took me to AI real quick. I don't want this. No. I want to read the article, man. This shit then took me somewhere else. You can now control an iPhone or iPad with your eyes. Bruh, what? With your eyes, with Apple's new feature. Do you know how dangerous this shit is, son? I told y'all, once they have your retina in your eye, son, once the system, the people in power have that shit, they got you. They got you, man. I don't know why this is showing me AI, bro. I don't fuck with that shit. They're putting the eye in iPhone. The Big Brother is watching. Apple users will soon be able to control their iPhones and iPads with their eyes after the tech giant unveiled an array of new accessibility features for their products. Eye tracking. What the fuck? Eye tracking? I don't want to know, bruh. Which is designed for users with physical disabilities. So they using the whole, if you have, if you blind. So if you're like blind or whatever the case may be, then this would apply to you. But this goes in the hand in hand with that Neuralink shit. So now you can buy the Apple Vision Pro. You could buy the Apple Vision Pro and basically see again. You know what I'm saying? Will be powered by artificial intelligence and won't require any additional hardware. According to an announcement by Apple on Wednesday, the feature will use the front-facing camera of an iPhone or iPad to trace a user's eye movement as they navigate through elements of an app. That's crazy. We believe deeply in the transformative power of innovation to enrich lives, CEO Tim Cook declared in the media release. You know what it is when it comes to this new technology? They mix the good with the bad. It's like, you know you're not supposed to be having this, but at the same time, it's like, how could you not? I don't know, man. Let me see what y'all are saying. People using their faces to get into social media and phones, which is wild to me. Yo, I don't agree with none of that, man. Me personally, I just don't want my personal data, like my thumbprint, my fingerprint, my retina, my DNA, or anything that belongs to me, my person. I don't want it in a cloud, on a unseeable place. Like, okay, you know, I don't know, man. This is why I be thinking, like, I don't want to sound crazy, but trying to turn us into robots. They use these shows for predictive programming, Flashy said. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about this, man. Cook didn't disclose exactly when the eye tracking feature will be available, but is likely to debut in iOS and iPad OS, which will be released later this year, per The Verge. So you can control your phone with your eyes? And they calling it setup vocal shortcuts. Okay, yeah, because they do that tech. they do that voice command thing too. The accessibility feature is one of several soon set to come to iPhones and iPads. The tech giant also announced a music haptics feature, which will allow users who are deaf, see what I'm saying, or hard of hearing to experience music through taps, textures, and refined vibrations matched to audio. If you haven't heard a song or any type of music before, and they managed to come up with this technology, you don't think people gonna jump on that? If I was deaf, God forbid, I would get this. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was saying in one of my lives, it's like, yo, like, they're gonna, like, the Neuralinks and the brain stuff and all that stuff, they're gonna cater to people who are paralyzed, who are handicapped, things of that nature. It's gonna be for them. And then, you know, people like ourselves are gonna be using this shit as well. Meanwhile, an atypical speech feature will be available for those who suffer from speech impairments. Using artificial intelligence, the feature will recognize unique user speech patterns and translate them into instructions that Siri can understand. Bruh, I don't know. Artificial intelligence has a potential to improve speech recognition for millions of people with atypical speech. So we are thrilled that Apple is bringing these new accessibility features to consumers. Professor Mark Hazanguana Johnson from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign declared in the company's release. I don't know, man. I don't know. That just, to me, it seems like they're going a little bit overboard with the accessibility. Like, but I understand it. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is they want everybody to have these devices. They want everybody to be tracked and monitored. Let's be honest here. A person that is blind, they won't need an iPhone. They don't need an iPhone. But if iPhone is allowing you to see, now you'll have a reason to get an iPhone. If a person is deaf, they won't give a damn about an iPhone. They're good with their Samsung or whatever phone that they got. You know what I'm saying? But they're trying to cover the market so they can track basically everybody. Keyword, why they want to track it, because it's called eye tracking. They're trying to track your ass. That's what I'm getting from it. Look up the program that can read your thoughts coming soon. Look up the program that can read your thoughts. Is this what you're talking about? Mind reading AI? Where he go? Bill's Mafia, you talking about this? The mind reading AI? Yo, Flashy, that's a fact. They trying to get us to become robots and become more lazy. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. If they can get our retinas and all of our DNA, because once you put your fingerprint on a phone, you pretty much screwed. You better not ever do nothing illegal in life, because they coming right to you. All they got to do is get your fingerprint. There you go. That's it. We're going to track your phone. Is that what you was talking about? Where you go, Bill's Mafia? Cause I don't know. I don't know about that. I didn't see that. Thought reading is gang stalking. It been out. Yeah, look. They got a I think I did show this. I might have showed this before. What was it called? Mind reading. It was something, it was like some mind reading shit. They're going to use it in court. Yeah, it was some mind reading shit. And people was like, yo, damn, what the hell was that called? I did a video on this shit before. Mind reading technology. And they shadow banned that video. But the people was like, yeah. They was like, yeah, I be hearing people talking in my head. know what I'm saying? They was like, yo, I be hearing the people talking in my head. Where he go? Bills Mafia said they gonna use it in court. They scanned my eyeball and bookings. Yo, I told you they got me too. They got me in the, they got me in, cause you had to, in the bookings, you had to sit in that little chair, right? You, it was like a little, you go, when you get out, all right, when you get in the bookings, it's like a little chair in the hallway. They got my ass in that shit. And I had to sit down in this chair and the guy was like, don't move. And they put me in this binocular thing. And I was like, do I gotta do this? And of course, if you in custody, you ain't got no choice but to do it. They caught me too, Bills Mafia. Yeah, they caught me too. Yeah, but it was some people that was like, yo, they were being gang stalked. They felt like they were being gang stalked because there's this program that was reading people's, reading their mind. It was like talking to them and telling them to do certain shit. I'ma find it. Maybe I'll find it. But Yeah, he said, word. Yeah, they got me. It's the shit is in the hallway. When you come out the cell, it's like right there. You know what I'm saying? It's right there, and you gotta sit in this chair. You know what I'm saying? And then them niggas got me too, bro. I told myself after that, I said, I'm never going to jail again, son. You know what I'm saying? Never. A world first. So this is a new mind reading. New mind reading AI translates thoughts directly from brainwaves without implants. I don't know if this is what he was talking about. A world's first non-invasive AI system can turn silent thoughts into text. Silent thoughts into text. While only requiring users to wear a snug fitted cap. So if you don't want to get the chip in your head, all you got to do is wear a hat. I don't know if this is what he was talking about. Yeah, I don't know if they, yeah, he said they take pics attached too. I feel like they always been doing that though. But like think about it, right? Like with all of this technology coming out, like each one of us are easily to identify. Nobody looks the same. Nobody has the same fingerprint. Nobody has the same eye retinas. Nobody has the same anything. We're all descriptive in our own way. I just had to verify. I'm going to tell y'all some shit. I just had to verify myself on this channel, right, the other day. Don't you know they made me look left and right before I could upload? They was like, you got to do a video looking to the left and then to the right. And then they had to review it to make sure that I was a real person. They know who I am. They know exactly who I am on these platforms. You know what I'm saying? So everything that we do, like these people are, it's weird, man. It's weird. And it's so crazy now. You can't even create a YouTube channel without verifying yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's weird, man. I don't know if this is what he was talking about, but you know, it is what it is, man. They said, look up V2K. All right, let me look it up real quick. I'm going to look up this real quick, and then I'm going to get off the live. V2K. 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 I apologize. My computer acting up, y'all. I just got a whole new camera. Now I need another computer. I got two laptops over here full of videos. I can't win, bro. It's always something with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Always something with this shit. This computer now acting up. V2K, the microwave voice inside your head. I think this was it. Hold on, let me play this. How long is this video? He said V2K. Not B2K, but V2K. This is crazy. We're going to learn some shit today because I never heard of this, man. Thank you. Who said that shit? JJ Real, what's popping? Thank you, bro, for that shit. We're going to see what this is about. It's 1 minute and 25 seconds. Yo, salute, Philip C. What's popping, my guy? They are conditioning us for the phone inside of us. Yo. Listen, I think that Apple Watch shit is borderline that. Like, you know what I'm saying? This shit is borderline that, man. That Apple Watch shit is no joke. They know everything you doing with that watch on, son. Shit could take your, it could take your heartbeat and everything. It know your heartbeat, your pulse, everything. That shit is crazy. I don't know why it's not working, bro. What's going on? Is my computer acting up? The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. This is what I'm talking about. It's always something. It's always something. First it was these fucking idiots downstairs banging. Now it's this shit with this fucking computer. This shit was just working. I just did a live earlier. Now we want to act dumb. If you want to donate a computer to your boy, holla at me, son. Holla at your boy. Because I ain't got it. I ain't going to lie. I ain't got it. Not right now, at least. Let me see what this shit doing. The voice, the microwave voice inside your head, Epic Science 98. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. At least we can maintain 100 people in here, man. I appreciate everybody that stopped by.
Is the government beaming subliminal microwave messages directly into your brain?
Look, it's not even working. This shit freezing. All right, man, I'm going to end the live because this shit bugging the fuck out.